your general thoughts on picking up your first win personally and first class in the Senators in a while?
First of all, I'd like to congratulate the Montreal Canadiens on an outstanding regular season and outstanding playoff series. I thought their team played with an awful lot of heart, a lot of determination, and it was very difficult for us to do what we did, but they were a very worthy opponent. For myself, it doesn't matter. For the team, I thought we've had, since I came here, we had this 07 group led by Alfie and the veteran players, and this bingo boys that won the championship, and now they've won something together. They've won a playoff series together, and now they're actually one group, and there's not any separation amongst them. And I thought they really played their hearts out, played with a lot of determination and a will to win, and that's what made the difference.
How important do you think, well, obviously very important, that's the way to start, but Craig's play early in the game, and early in many games when Canadians have seemed to really charge out of the gates, so he was able to give you a chance to weather that storm. What kind of impact does that have on your guys on the bench and the way that they approach the game when you see that you have a goalie who's so sharp early on?
Well, Craig gives our team an awful lot of confidence with the way that he plays and how he can play and how composed he is under pressure. And I agree, Montreal came out hard like we knew they were. We didn't really have the kind of response that we were looking for originally by them. And, I mean, I think there's a little bit of a difference. Craig was real sharp, and I think they were a little tight. I think they missed at least two real good opportunities at the net. And then I think we were a little bit tight, and we kind of fumbled it around, but we were managed to, you know, the puck came off of their goalie, and we managed to get there and get a couple of goals. So I thought we were fortunate to be ahead 2-0 in the first period alone, but our team finds a way, and we settled down. I thought after the halfway through the game, we started to get to our game and establish our game much better. And in the third period, I felt we took over the game, although it was a little bit aided by the fact that we were up by 2.
If they played so hard, what made the difference in the series overall in your mind?
Well, a lot of times I talk with my coaching staff, my boys around the cottage, and we say we should change the game of hockey to goalie or to goaltender, because that makes the difference. And I think for our team, Craig Anderson obviously was the MVP of this playoff series. He was outstanding in every game. And our team played, he gives us a chance to bend but not break, and it gives us a chance to recover and get our bearings amongst us. And then once we do that, we seem to be able to establish our game, and I think he's a big part of it.
Has someone told you back when, at that point, Carlson had just gone out, the Highland Expresso was out, Cowan hadn't played all year, this goes on. Someone told you that at that point, I'll see you in the second round of the playoffs, what would have been your reaction then?
I would have fast-forwarded for sure. I would have taken that for sure if they had offered it to me. And this team, to their credit, again, I've said this often, and we have our scouting staff here. They're just finishing up their meetings, and the job that they have done in the last, well, the 2 years before I got here and last year in finding the players that are out on the ice playing for us now, I get lots of credit for playing these young players and having these young players in these situations. But believe me, if they're not good young players, if they're not good enough, we wouldn't be in this situation. And a ton of credit goes to Pierre Dorion, Tim Murray, and especially Brian Murray and the people that they've hired, and their ability to find solid hockey players. And I think that's the reason why the Ottawa Senators are here today in the second round.
Well, after a somewhat bitter series of time, so what did you and Michel Therrien say to each other handshake at the end?
Well, I thought the whole series was fun, John. I didn't think it was bitter at any time. I thought it was great fun. I thought these last two games were games I expected throughout the series. And, I mean, at the end of the series, it's just good job, and it's done. And again, congratulating Michel and his team. He had an outstanding season, did an outstanding job with the Montreal Canadiens, taking them from out of the playoffs. I believe they were last in the Northeast Division to the Division Championship. That's a lot of good work. And I know he's disappointed tonight, and he can be frustrated, but maybe even a little bit, but his team played well all year long, and they got nothing to hang their head about.
How do you feel there's a good rivalry with Montreal?
Well, I think it's certainly started. And that's exciting. Like, for me, I was excited about this playoff series before it started because of what it is and what it means to the cities in proximity. We're going to be in the same division again, and you know, they're a good team, they're well coached, and I just think it's going to be fun. And you know, this is when the playoff rivalries really start, is when you play each other in the playoffs, and I'm looking forward to next season again. It's going to be a lot of fun again.
Well, you decided to dress certain guys rather than others, bigger, maybe more physical players. You told us that this morning. How much was that a factor in, you know, winning the series and getting rid of some of their players, injured players, stuff like that?
Well, I think that the physicality that we can play with and the speed that we can play with is a part of our identity. Like, I think last year we were a team that played with speed and played 200 feet, and we were able to play with a lot of pace in our game. Situation and adversity that happened to us this year with the injuries made some changes on our team, and we found some size. And once we got bigger, we you know, we have identified that and scouted that and found players that are like that. And in the playoffs and throughout the course, especially in the playoffs, physicality is a big part of having any success. And I think the physicality that we were able to play with was a big factor in us winning the series.
Looking forward to the second round, what would be the key element that you would have to improve as a team to be even better?
Well, for us and for me, it's always execution of the puck. Like, sometimes we're brutally slow. We don't move the puck, and we don't make obvious plays and easiest passes. And but that's me. I mean, lots of times, you know, Brian Murray tells me, "No, we're playing just fine." But for me, it's execution and speed with the puck. I like to play fast. I like to play 200 feet, and those are things that we still need to get better at with our team.
On your last power play, you played guys who we don't really see on power plays, like Cassian, Condra, Pajot. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, you know, the score was what it was, and to, you know, have some respect for our opponent, and to be quite frank, the other power play wasn't very good either. We do a good job of killing all the penalties in the game, it seems. And I asked Eric Condra, after they scored the goal, Condra came back to the bench, and I asked him how much he was going to charge for the clinic he's going to put on at our next practice for the car. So that power play, I mean, they were everything we talk about and try to do, they did it to a T, and we rewarded with a goal, so it's bully for them.
To what extent was the development of some of your young guys that you mentioned earlier, how much did fast track this season? Like, how many years of development did they get in one season?
I think it's hard to qualify what that number would be, but certainly there's great growth.